Hugh, do you believe that this planet may have been visited by extraterrestrial beings?
I see no evidence of that ever happening. I mean, I know all the stories that have gone on there,
sure.
But I think a lot of it is a failure to recognize just how skilled our ancient civilizations were. I mean, and they were not afraid to invest huge amounts of resources, both money and manpower, towards projects that today we would never think of putting that kind of investment in.
So do you think our technology back 20, 30, 50,000 years ago was very high compared to what we've got today?
Well, thousands of years ago, the ancients were very interested in astronomy. And they were able to develop equipment with, you know, Stone Age-type technology that was able to position, say, the pyramids on certain star positions with an accuracy of about 1/15th of a moon diameter. Now, that's not something you would ordinarily do unless you're putting a huge amount of observing time and a huge amount of investment. I mean, the fact that some of the pyramids cost 25% of the gross national product of Egypt, for example, that would be unheard of today to put up a monument that was that expensive. But back in those days, they had no problem putting that kind of investment into it. And with that kind of investment and 100,000 slaves, you can make things with great precision.
What about the Bible, or at least the interpretation of the Bible, when it talks about fallen angels, which one could assume to be extraterrestrial, or Ezekiel's wheel, which one could assume to be some kind of spacecraft? What about those possibilities?
Well, when I said earlier I was skeptical about the idea that there was extraterrestrial life, I was referring to physical extraterrestrial life.
All right.
As a believer in the Bible and the Christian faith, I recognize that God has created two different kinds of intelligent beings. He's created human beings that are physical and confined to the space-time dimensions of this universe, but complementing that intelligent life is another species, the angelic species, and they're not confined to the space-time dimensions of the universe. So, yeah, in that sense, for example, I believe that the residual UFO phenomena, although not physical in nature, is real. And that the causal agent is angelic.
Okay, so if it is angelic, and that's a very strong possibility, what proof that this exists in the universe, this angelic realm? Maybe that is where this dark matter might be. I mean, maybe the angelic realm is in that area.
I don't think so. I think this darkness is totally explained by the physics of the universe. We don't have to go into metaphysics to explain either dark energy or exotic dark matter. But if you were to ask me what hard scientific proof do we have of the angelic realm, well, a book we wrote a number of years ago, Lights in the Sky and Little Green Men, documents how the UFO phenomena can be 99% explained by natural phenomena, human activity, or hoaxes. But there's a 1% residual that defies that kind of explanation. And that 1% residual adds up to about 1 million documented cases. So it's not a trivial database. When you look into that database, you discover physical effects. For example, there's about 2,000 recordings of these UFOs crashing into the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, they melt snow. They depress the ground by as much as 8 or 9 inches. They damage the vegetation. But when you go to the site, there's no artifacts. Now, when an aircraft crashes into the Earth, there's debris. When a UFO crashes into the Earth, there's no debris. On the other hand, you can't deny the physical effects. And that's why we conclude that the UFO, the residual UFO phenomena, is real but not physical. And this explains why so many of my scientist peers simply wave away the UFO phenomena and say it's impossible. But it's because their worldview perspective does not allow for the existence of non-physical reality. My worldview perspective does, and I would argue that such things as the space-time theorems of general relativity scientifically prove that non-physical reality must indeed exist. That being the case, then we have a hard scientific scientific evidence that there is something out there that's impacting human activity that's not physical in nature, but nevertheless is real. And, you know, if you read the Bible, it tells us that angels are of two types. There are the righteous angels, and there are the evil angels. And therefore, we need to examine the UFO phenomena to see which of those two possibilities it fits. And, you know, I had one of my co-authors was a cult expert, Ken Samples. And what he points out is that without exception, people who have close encounters, and especially repeated close encounters with these residual UFOs, it's always malicious. It's not benign. The best you're going to come away with is recurring terrifying nightmares. The worst is actually physical death. There are actually cases where people have suffered a serious injury and even death as a result of these exposures.
And there is nothing people can do to stop this intervention, is there?
I think there is. I mean, we refer to our interpretation on residual UFOs as a testable hypothesis. Because, again, from a Christian perspective, this can't happen to you unless you invite this angelic invasion. And if you take away the invitation, that removes any possibility that you could experience these residual UFO phenomena. And so the test is this. Remove the invitation cards and see if that works. If it works, that proves our hypothesis. If it doesn't work, that disproves our hypothesis.
That's fascinating. Do you believe that this angelic intervention then, why is it broken down between good and evil? Is that normal?
Well, I think there's plenty of evidence that, you know, with respect to the human species, there's evil that can't be explained by simply natural process. Darwinian evolution, for example, or survival of the fittest, will not explain the evil behavior of human beings. Now, it may explain why animals eat one another, but it's not going to explain an Adolf Hitler or a Joseph Stalin. And you look at those individuals, and what you recognize is they were evil to a point that was against their own purpose, against their own self-interest. And therefore, I would argue there's something supernatural about the evil that certain individuals have manifested. They had help.